Petersburg police say they've arrested two teenagers who allegedly burglarized St. Catherine's Catholic Church last weekend. It was the latest in a string of burglaries at the church. Police Chief Dale Stone says officers caught the suspects over the weekend.
Late Saturday night, early Sunday morning, Petersburg Police Department was involved in an investigation of another break-in burglary at the Catholic Church. With the assistance of steps taken by the church itself, we were able to identify the two individuals that had broken into the church and stolen a safe, carried a safe out of the church.
According to court documents, the adult is 18-year-old David Estes of Petersburg. The juvenile is a 15-year-old male, and his name was not released. Stone says both are charged with second-degree burglary, which is a felony. They also face misdemeanor counts of criminal mischief in the fourth degree and third-degree theft. Estes and the younger teen were not charged with earlier burglaries of the church, though Stone said police were investigating their possible involvement. The two stand accused of breaking in through a window and stealing a safe from the church office last weekend. A church official told police that there was about $150 of damage to the window, and the safe itself was worth about $300. It mainly contained baptismal records. According to Stone, the two alleged burglars were captured clearly out the scene on a video surveillance system the church had recently installed.
Following the review of the surveillance video, we applied for and received search warrants and arrest warrants from the court, and we served those warrants on the suspect and their residences.
Stone says police obtained clothing seen on the suspects in the surveillance video and property from the church. According to the investigating officer's complaint, Estes allegedly confessed to breaking into the church, with the juvenile suspect stealing the safe and concealing it in a nearby snowbank. Officers report that Estes led them to the safe and it was recovered damaged but intact. This was the seventh break-in or attempted break-in at the church since May. St. Catherine's parishioner Rita Beyer recently wrote a letter about the issue in the local paper. She warned the perpetrators they would be caught and said the crimes have had a serious impact on the priest and congregation.
When you do this to a church, because we're all a church family, it's like you have done this to each one of us individually. So there's this huge sense of violation going on, and the fact that this basically, they've been terrorizing our priest because he never knows if he goes out to dinner what he may find when he comes back. Or in the one Saturday night, as I alluded to in my letter to the editor, is that he heard them break that window. He was there. So this is, you know, this is a concern for us as parishioners, for our priest, that, you know, he could be in some sense of form of danger. So it's been very disturbing for us. We're upset, we're angry, we all feel like we've been violated, like they had broken into our own home.
Since the incidents began last spring, Beyer says the church has seen extensive damage to its doors, windows, and other property, as well as the loss of a church camera with photos, some parishioner donations, and gift boxes that were meant to go to children in third world countries. Beyer says there is no longer any money kept in the building, and the church now must keep its doors locked.
It's just really awful because I have lived in Petersburg for 23 years, and we have never locked that church, ever. And now we lock it up.
Beyer believes the two suspects arrested last weekend were not the only people involved in the break-ins. At the arraignment in Petersburg Sunday, the court set bail at $5,000 for Estes. The juvenile was released to the custody of his parents, according to police.